Welcome to the Real Presence, Real Future podcast, a podcast dedicated to increasing the presence of Christ throughout the diocese. I'm Father Mike Archie. I'm here again with Father Schock, Vicar for Hispanic Ministry, one of our Episcopal regional vicars. Father, thanks again for being with me.
I am happy to join you.
Can you start us off with our prayer for mission renewal?
Let's do it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God, our Father, we entrust Real Presence, Real Future to your providence. Through your Holy Spirit, inspire us for mission and evangelization. Make us disciples after the heart of your Son. In times of uncertainty, grant firm resolve. When we are unsettled, provide peace. When we are timid, make us courageous. With our ears, may we hear your promptings. With our eyes, may we see your handiwork. With our mouths, may we share the gospel, and with our hands, may we serve you. Replace our hesitation with holy enthusiasm, so that in drawing strength from the Eucharist, every endeavor of ours may be for your glory. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
So thanks, Father. So last time you and I were together, we talked about some of the parishioner comments from the second round feedback model survey about, like, you know, what's strongest about this model. Some people said, you know, what they see strong about it. Some in that question too said what's very challenging and hard about it. And just to kind of give the people listening, you know, to this podcast an idea. We had over 6,000 responses now.
So far.
As we're recording this in you know, mid-June, we're going to till the end of June to get your responses in to these, watching that video and answering these 10 questions. So out of those over 6,000 responses, there was like 900 people from 2 Central, Planning Group 2 Central. So even in this, so as we're looking at just this one question here, from how can this better support evangelization and outreach, 511 people answered it, 410 people skipped it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, that gives us an idea again of who is how many people are answering this question, not to mention the demographics. And as we kind of go down, and so what you and I are talking about, because the parishes in your region, mostly Hispanic ministry and multilingual thing. So there's tons of parishes that you and I are not going to talk about in this, with like Our Lady of Peace, Immaculate Conception. They had significant responses in this, but we're kind of touching on the parishes that fall more under your purview. One of those that gave not a lot of responses, really it was just kind of a handful, Saints Augustine and Gabriel in the Linden area, heavily Vietnamese parish. So as we ask that question, how can this better support evangelization and outreach? Now this person answers, our parish is Vietnamese, let the Vietnamese evangelize to the Vietnamese. Combining them with another non-Vietnamese parish, and they're suggested to combine with St. James the Less, will not increase the evangelization and outreach. Instead, it'll increase the competition for these initiatives within the parish. And you've been present to that community. You've been present to Father Bay. We've been taking in these comments. Do we see this, and as parishes merge, as we try to figure out what a multilingual parish looks like, is this going to further competition? Are people going to lose their home? What are these? Can we speak to some of these concerns that people might have, especially in a parish like Saints Augustine and Gabriel that has a pretty unique role here in the diocese, serving the Vietnamese community?
Yeah, it is a unique parish in the sense that is where our Vietnamese Catholics gather and worship together, and not just the Vietnamese Catholics, but the broader Vietnamese community understands that is a community center, if you will, for them. And it's really important that we're discussing this particular question about evangelization and outreach. Mm. This is what Real Presence, Real Future is about at the end of the day. How do we best evangelize? How are we using our resources to reach more and more people, drawing them into the mystical body of Christ, having that encounter with Christ? And I love that comment that you read, let the Vietnamese evangelize to the Vietnamese. For sure, if we're talking about the cultural differences and language, of course, they're going to be able to enter into the lives of others better than, say, well, you or I.
You or me.
That's right. So I think that it's good. And you're talking about this competition between, okay, we have the Vietnamese over here, and then we have the English speakers over here. And right now the church is, putting on different attitudes of welcoming, and we're going to be able to share sacred space together. And this is the idea that if there is a spirit of competition, guess what? Real presence, real future is not going to work. Mm. If there is a spirit of collaboration, we got a fighting chance. But I think this is what the Holy Spirit is asking of us, right? To open up our minds and our hearts to welcome others and collaborate with them, and realizing that they're bringing unique gifts. They're bringing maybe a different perspective that's going to help the church in the end, in the long run.
And that's important for us to know, because many of us who grew up in Columbus, or at least in the United States, have a different a different understanding of it, a different perspective than the comments that we're hearing in many from the Hispanic community. St. Stephen's, for instance, not in this planning group of them, saying, we've left our homeland and country, we've come to a new parish, we can do it again. We're hearing that from the Vietnamese, the Saints Augustine and Gabriel, not to that same degree, but them saying like this is our home. We've gone through hardships, and we kind of want to stay here, in this place. And so I think, to me, an advantage is for us to hear things like that. Okay, this really is important to you. You it's not like you take any more ownership than somebody at Our Lady of Peace or Immaculate Conception, who grew up in that neighborhood, and they have a great fondness for that parish. There's no greater or worse or anything like that. But just to hear some of their background, it is very inspiring to me to hear. And as these communities kind of come together, we have more opportunities for that sharing. Where have you been, and how can your pressing forward in the faith help me in my faith life?
Yeah, the word that's coming to mind as I'm listening to you speak is witness. People are taking this planning initiative, Real Presence, Real Future, to give a witness to their Catholic faith, to their own relationship with Christ, how they've been formed. And I am also glad that you mentioned that comment from St. Stephen the Martyr on the West Side, that these immigrant communities have moved from one place to another, and they have found Christ, in their country of origin and now in a new country. Christ is going to be present. Christ is continuing to accompany these people wherever they are.
So, Saints Augustine and Gabriel, too, another comment, kind of the wider, having an wider neighborhood, having an understanding of the neighborhood outreach that occurs to Saints Augustine and Gabriel, and how that might continue to support the Linden area if this property no longer belongs to the diocese. Mm. So, again, they're kind of answering that question, how is this going to support evangelization and outreach? So, they're concerned, like you were saying in the beginning of our conversation here, not just with, the Catholics in that church, but, that Linden area. Do people see St. Augustine Gabriel as this little beacon of light, this little place of hope? I hope so. And if they do, how can we continue that?
Right. It's the Catholic presence. Isn't that what Bishop Brennan would repeatedly say?
Yeah.
How do we increase the Catholic presence in all of the corners of the Diocese of Columbus? And if there is going to be outreach, if it's talking about social services, or if we're talking about St. Vincent de Paul, or whatever other evangelization efforts we are really leaning into and investing in that neighborhood, we can't lose sight of that, obviously. And that's become abundantly clear in this feedback that we've received.
So switching gears a little bit to another parish, again, under your purview, St. Peter's. A lot of comments from St. Peter. And as we talk about how can this better support evangelization and outreach, this person says, by keeping St. Peter open as additional building space for a combined St. Joan, St. Peter. rather than building a new building for millions of dollars, St. John could utilize the St. Peter McEwen Center. So here's a person. Now, there was just like kind of, again, one comment among many. Again, like 500 or whatever we have, you know, yeah, 500 answered this. So just, you know, one comment, one that stands out as being as being particularly helpful and constructive. So here people are saying, if we were to combine or merge, so again, St. Peter and St. Michael's was that model, but here they're saying, this person was saying, combining St. John's and St. Peter's and then just utilizing that space at St. Peter's. We're not talking, you know, in that case, for this person's comment, about selling that property. It's probably of use to us and to whatever kind of new, you know, new parish in there. Can that help evangelization and outreach to have some kind of, you know, center, I guess, on the northwest side, a place where we don't have to, I hate to say it like this, but, you know, first to say masses and cover, you know, a limited number of priests covering masses in that area. Can that be used as like a, I don't know, a family life center or something like that, or an extension, like a family life center of St. Joan of Arc or something? It's like literally 2 miles down the road. Is that stuff that helps us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess what I appreciate most about that comment is it's creative. Mm. And we so desperately need the creativity of the Holy Spirit, of the lay faithful in these days, right? As we're moving forward with the real presence, real future. You said it was constructive criticism, but I just like thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
And just because we've done it this way for so many years doesn't mean we have to continue doing it. So that's part of the excitement of real presence, real future. For sure, there are concerns and fear. But our faith is going to overcome that fear, of course.
Yeah.
And we know that the Holy Spirit's going to provide new and fresh opportunities for us to practice our faith, live our faith, and share our faith.
So we want people to continue to stay engaged in this initiative. We're grateful for the comments that have come in so far. Again, thousands, and we're reading them, we're analyzing them, we're trying to summarize those themes and feedback for the third and final round of recommendations. And before Bishop, you know, whenever is appropriate for him, makes a final decision on this as he kind of gets to know the diocese. So thanks for looking at some of this with me. We'll continue to review it together and see where this takes us.
Blessings, Father Hartshorn, in your ministry.
Thanks, Father Shock.